You're tuned to 88.9 FM and HD1. We're online as well at WQCS.org. We're keeping a close eye on the tropics and Tropical Storm Chantal. If you've been thinking about getting ready for hurricane season but haven't started yet, now's a good time. And if you have pets, that means making plans for them as well.
I remember seeing clips on the news after Katrina of people sitting on the steps of a shelter.
Shelley Ferger is with Dogs for Life, a group which trains service dogs in Vero Beach. She's an Indian River County resident.
They wouldn't let them go in with their cat, and they're sitting on the steps outside the shelter holding their cats in their arms because they won't let them come in with the cat. I mean, that was bad.
Since then, the Federal Pets Evacuation and Transportation Standards, or PETS Act, has been adopted, which requires FEMA to develop emergency preparedness plans and ensure that state and local emergency plans take into account the needs of those with pets and service animals during a major disaster or emergency. To that end, Indian River County has established a pet-friendly shelter. Ilka Daniel is director of Animal Protective Services with the Humane Society of Vero Beach and Indian River County.
It does require an annual registration, so they can register annually, and they can register either with the Humane Society here at in Vero Beach, or they can register with the Emergency Operations Center.
The shelter will be at Liberty Magnet School. Owners are asked to bring a cage for their animals, any bedding or toys they may want, and of course, food.
We request that you have all your animals' medical records, that the vaccines be current and up to date, and that you have a complete copy of that. Your pet have an ID tag on him. Preferably, your pet is microchipped. And then a list of all medications, and enough medications to get you through anywhere from 3 to 5 days.
Dogs and cats and smaller pets are welcome at the shelter. Others, such as pot-bellied pigs, which are considered livestock, are not. Nor will owners be spending the storm with their pet. The animals and people will be housed in different areas. Owners will be allowed at designated times to feed and care for their pet. For some, says Shelley Ferger, that could be a deal breaker.
Now, see, if I got out there and found out that I was going to be separated from my pet, I'd probably turn around and leave, even after I had made the decision to go there.
But the shelter is far from the only option and really should be a last resort for those who think their homes may be unsafe in a storm. But if you leave, the Humane Society's Ilka Daniel says your pets need to go as well. During an emergency, many hotels, which don't normally take animals, will change their policies. And if you want to leave the area to go to the home of a family member or friend who won't be welcoming to your pet, Daniel says the animal shelter in that county may be able to help with a foster family.
So even if they're going to a relative's house, maybe across the state, if that relative is allergic to cats or dogs, which a lot of people will say, I can't take my cat with me because my aunt's allergic, they can still board that animal at their destination, so they can take the animal with them.
Daniel says they themselves will provide foster homes for pets of those needing to go to Indian River County's special needs shelter. They'd like to hear from you if you think you could foster an animal in an emergency. Meanwhile, we'll be keeping you up to date and keeping our eyes on the tropics, so stay tuned. For 88.9 FM, this is Jill Roberts.